Hello, we are Edwina
and Rob,
and we're the youth leaders at Birmingham Citadel Salvation Army in the United Kingdom and Ireland Territory.
Our 11 to 16 year old group is called Integrate, the name of which was chosen by the young people themselves.
These podcasts are being produced in place of our usual group meetings on a Sunday, and we hope you find them useful until we meet again. God Almighty, we give you praise.
Jesus, be the centre, be my source, be my light, Jesus. Hi,
in this session we're thinking about how Jesus is the truth. You'll also find it useful to have a pen and paper to hand for later.
Jesus-centred life, number 13. The truth itself. As long as we're in the middle of our little Spurgeon fest, learning what it's like to live a beeline to Jesus kind of life, let's chew on this from the great preacher. Jesus is the truth. We believe in him, not merely in his words. He is the revealer and the revelation, the illuminator and the light of men. He is exalted in every word of truth because he is its sum and substance. A Christless gospel is no gospel at all, and a Christless discourse is the cause of merriment to devils. Here's a Victorian to Today translation of this. Jesus doesn't merely point the way to true things or give us an example of what is true. He is truth itself. So, the best way to know Jesus more intimately is to look at him through this filter. Whatever he says and does is the very definition of good and true, because Jesus is the source of everything that is good and true. Chasing the people selling God junk out of the temple with a whip he created on the spot? Good and true. Calling the religious power brokers of his day, the Pharisees, offensive names like whitewashed tombs and brood of vipers? Good and true. Praising a sinful woman who crashed a society party and washed his feet with her tears? Good and true. The more we slow down to consider how Jesus is good and true, the more we attach ourselves to the vine. Right, now it's time for a little spiritual, Jesus-y kind of exercise. Just now, I listed things Jesus said or did that were good and true, even though not everybody thought so at the time. I'm going to list them again. And for each one, maybe you could write a sentence or two that describes what, based on what you know about Jesus, makes each one both good and true. Chasing away people who were selling things in the temple. Jesus, calling out the religious leaders. Honouring the sinful woman who fell to her knees to worship him. For each one, great guesses are okay. It will take a lifetime and eternity to fully understand everything about Jesus. And that's okay too, especially if we understand that everything about him is both good and true. Let's pray together just now. Jesus, today, would you remind us of your truth and your goodness? And as we stay connected to you, the vine, please help us to reflect your goodness and truth to the world around us. Amen.
Next time, we're going to be considering a well-known question that Jesus asked his disciples. If you are a young person or parent and want to know more about Integrate, please look on our website or social media pages to contact us.